The first item on today's agenda is an essay submitted to the station by Michael Caron, a listener here in the Belfast area. The essay is called Doing COVID Time. Michael is a retired prison guard and prison educator, so his opinion on this topic might be considered expert.
During COVID time, number four, the fallacy of compassionate release. A lot of people got upset when it was suggested that we release some of the old or health-compromised inmates to home confinement if they were near the end of the sentence and had no history of violence. I heard someone quote Hebrews 13:3, "Remember those who are in prison as though you were in prison with them." Like hell, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime, is the standard refrain from many Bible-toting opponents of early release. The Hebrew word for compassion, I'm told, originally meant being moved deep in the bowels. That is where both ancient Jews and Greeks imagined pity and sympathy moved us. Deep down in our gut, not up there in the chest region, or God forbid, the space between our ears. But in our own time of mass incarceration, it is all Greek to us, which easily morphs into really bad jokes. Early release becomes just another socialist bowel movement. So Bible quotes won't convince many Americans that compassionate release is anything but stinking thinking. I don't have much compassion for folks like Bill Cosby or Harvey Weinstein, sick old men who likely would die if infected. The thought of them sucking on a dirty, poorly functioning ventilator, dying alone, doesn't bring a lot of crocodile tears to my eyes. It does bother me that the president has already pardoned so many well-connected political allies who've returned to their mansions. His release of Sheriff Joe Arpaio, whose name rhymes with Gestapo, for very good reasons, particularly disgusts me. What poetic justice it would have been if that criminal had shared the terror other convicted felons now face in Arizona. Paul Manafort, the president's former campaign manager, convicted of corruption and bank fraud, among other felonies, was serving a 7.5-year sentence, far less than prosecutors had recommended. He was doing that time in a former Catholic seminary converted to a minimum security prison, an honor camp. There was not a single case of COVID-19 in Loretta Federal Correctional Facility in Pennsylvania, where he lived. Many inmates would sell their left kidney to serve the remainder of their sentence in Loretta. The Kansas prison I taught in has over 800 inmates with COVID. Nearly 100 staff are also positive, though FDA now says up to 50% of the negatives may be wrong. Flip a coin, it's a lot cheaper. Four inmates there and two officers have died by mid-May. Meanwhile, Manafort can spend the rest of his sentence at home, or until Mr. Trump formally pardons him. Yet thousands of elderly inmates came to prison in the Jim Crow era, trapped in a system designed to perpetuate slavery. Those older cons are very unlikely to get compassionate release. Compassionate is hardly the word I'd use anyway. The majority would be returning to some of the deadliest zip codes in America. Send inmates back to Chicago, Detroit, Miami, name your city. Boston? Where do most people die within those urban areas? Look up the zip codes for COVID-19 hotspots. Those neighborhoods are where the so-called lucky ones would be returning home. Poverty and prison are the peanut butter and jelly of mass incarceration. Most inmates with much chance of release are far too old or physically disabled to work, even if there were jobs available. Many older inmates I've known no longer have living relatives or any place they can call home. Most who do still have family would return to severely stressed households, most of them barely hanging on in this pandemic. A majority live in cramped and tiny rentals with no place to isolate those who are sick or have been exposed to the virus. In most states, felons are ineligible for any kind of public assistance. They are still excluded from most public housing. Releasing elderly and sickly inmates makes sense to prison officials who have more problems than they can handle already. But the last thing I would call this is compassionate release. Com is Latin for with. Passion's roots are in words like love and pity. Releasing the oldest, sickest inmates shifts responsibility for their care to hospitals right in the eye of the COVID storm. Getting individuals most likely to die out the prison gates is not and never was about compassion. The bowels of America's mass incarceration system are definitely not moved by either love or pity.
You've been listening to an essay entitled Doing COVID Time, submitted by WBFY listener Michael Caron, a retired prison guard and prison educator. This was part 4 of the series, entitled The Fallacy of Compassionate Release. Further essays will follow on this station at 1 o'clock on Saturdays as part of the Listen Up program. If you'd like to read an essay on the air, ranging from a short editorial of about 3 minutes up to a longer piece, 8 to 12 minutes, like the one you just heard, please get in touch with the station. I'm Vic Treadwell, the station manager. I can be reached at wbfyradio@gmail.com. Thank you for your attention.